The topic of this lecture recital is solo piano music by San Antonio composers. The composers included in this survey fall into three categories. One, those who immigrated to San Antonio, either from Europe or from other parts of this country. Two, those who were brought up in that city and received their basic musical training there before moving elsewhere, although still maintaining some ties with the city. And three, those who have lived virtually all of their lives in San Antonio. Before telling you about the composers whose works I will be playing, I would like to say a few words about the history of the city. The founding in 1718 of the Mission of San Antonio de Bear marks the beginning of the city of San Antonio. In 1731, three East Texas missions were transferred there, and later the first group of colonists, 14 families from the Canary Islands, arrived. San Antonio grew steadily during the remainder of the 18th century as the missions progressed and more colonists arrived. By 1810, there were 5,000 people in the city. The next three decades were years of intermittent warfare, the first conflict being the War of Independence from Spain, after which the Republic of Mexico was established. In the 1820s, friction began to develop between the Austin colonists and the Mexican authorities. By 1834, the population of San Antonio was only 2,400. Texas won its independence from Mexico in 1836, but peace was not thereby established in San Antonio. The threat and actual occurrence of Indian raids, as well as continued fears of invasion by the Mexican army, resulted for a time in anarchy and a decline in population to 600 in 1843. In his book, San Antonio During the Texas Republic, historian Ray F. Broussard writes, quote, "Perhaps the most important event of 1843 was the arrival of Henry Castro, accompanied by his first group of colonists, with the intention of founding a colony on the Medina River. The majority of these people were of French and German origin. On the journey up from the coast, they had suffered horribly and had arrived exhausted, sick, or dying. The citizens of San Antonio helped them as much as possible. Not all of the immigrants continued to the Castro colony, which eventually came to be known as Castroville. A number of them remained in San Antonio." End of quote. By 1845, when Texas joined the United States, San Antonio was beginning to rise from the ruins of war. Immigrants from the United States, Germany, and France were arriving in increasing numbers, so much so that by 1860, San Antonio was the largest city in Texas. The first piano in the city is thought to have belonged to Judge Thomas Jefferson Devine, who moved to San Antonio in 1843. By the time the Civil War broke out, most of the well-to-do Mexican and German families had pianos. The city's first piano teacher was Johann Simon Nicholas Menger. Born in Schwarzburg-Rudolstadt, Germany, in 1807, Menger was a teacher in Germany for many years before coming to Texas. One of Henry Castro's colonists, he arrived in Galveston in October of 1846. When he was 75 years old, Menger wrote, quote, "My stay in Galveston was short. I traveled from there over Indianola and Victoria to New Braunfels, and on January 1st, 1847, I bought 50 acres of land in Hortontown at $3 an acre to begin farming. In June, I came at the request of Mrs. Riddle to San Antonio to give instructions in music, especially piano." End of quote. Because of the scarcity of music in San Antonio at that time, Menger wrote much of the music he taught his pupils. Mrs. Floy Menger Clar, great-granddaughter of Menger, has in her possession some of the original music, which includes exercises Menger wrote for his daughter Ida, Grand Waltz, dated August 30, 1847, and Miss Pascal Polka, dated September 3, 1847. San Antonio in the 1840s was not the most promising place in which to make a living as a piano teacher. And in 1850, Menger turned his energies to founding the Menger Soap Works, thus becoming San Antonio's first industrialist. Maintaining his successful business demanded most of his time, but Menger continued to be active, especially in German singing societies, one of which he had founded in 1848. He still occasionally taught piano, mostly to relatives. Menger died in 1892 at the age of 85. Carl Wendt was born in Cologne in 1860, immigrated to the United States when he was 20, moved to Texas in 1908, and lived the last years of his life, from 1931 to 38, in San Antonio. Wendt began his musical career as a choir boy. When he was 9, he began studying the violin, first with his father and later as a scholarship student at the Cologne Conservatory with George Jaffa. The following episode is as told by Wendt. Quote, "During the third year at the conservatory, I left college at the request of my music teachers and gave my full time to my musical studies. I was now far enough advanced to take part in the monthly student recitals and was permitted to play as one of the first violins in the symphonic orchestra under the leadership of Ferdinand Hiller. At these concerts, I heard some of the world's greatest artists. Among the pianists were Mentor, Essipoff, Reinecke, Rubinstein, Liszt, Joseffy, and Clara Schumann, who played her husband's immortal piano concerto. As pianists in those days did not play the larger numbers from memory, Mrs. Schumann had the score in front of her. During the rehearsal, she turned the pages herself, but at the performance, after she had taken her seat at the piano, she turned to Hiller and asked, 'Have you somebody who can turn the pages for me?' Hiller looked the orchestra over and finally beckoned to me, not because he had any particular confidence in me as a page turner, but probably because he could best spare me, an inexperienced youngster, without loss to the orchestra. I took my place, and the illustrious pianist whispered, 'Remember, always turn exactly 2 measures before the end of the page.' Now, if you think that turning pages is easy, listen to a tale of woe. On each side of the music rack stood a big candle. All went merrily along until I turned 2 pages instead of 1. Madam grunted, 'Turn back quickly.' In my haste to obey the imperial command, I forgot all about the candlestick. Madam was playing adagio, I turned presto, and my elbow knocked over the candlestick, which struck the floor prestissimo. Madam hissed one word, 'Fool.' The members of the orchestra grinned for sheer joy. Hiller scowled. The audience began to show signs of jubilation, but I knew how the criminal feels with a noose around his neck. That was my first and last appearance as a public music turner." End of quote. Later, Wendt studied with Wieniawski, after which he came to the United States, where he played for 4 years as a concert violinist in New York, toured as far west as St. Louis, and then returned to New York to join the orchestra of the Metropolitan Opera House. While in New York, Wendt organized the first Sunday night concerts in Brooklyn, the Brooklyn Symphony Orchestra, and the Wendt String Quartet, and was the conductor of several musical organizations. In Texas, Wendt was the conductor of the Dallas Symphony Orchestra from 1911 to 13, Dean of Fine Arts of Texas Woman's College, Fort Worth, from 1914 to 31, and the director of the Fort Worth Symphony Orchestra from 1914 to 17. Wendt moved to San Antonio to become Dean of Fine Arts at Westmoreland College. The college's name was changed to University of San Antonio during Wendt's tenure and later became Trinity University, at which he taught violin, harmony, and theory up until a few days before he died. Wendt, who claimed to be the last living pupil of Wieniawski and his wife Katinka, a pianist, who claimed to be a Norwegian princess, performed frequently on local programs. Vint's compositions include violin concertos, solos, sonatas, and suites, string quartets, a piano trio, an opera which was produced by the San Antonio Symphony shortly after Vint's death, orchestral works, cantatas, songs, and over 60 piano solos. None of his works are currently published, but some are to be found in the Barker, Texas History Library at the University of Texas at Austin. John Steinfeld was born in 1864 in Bissendorf, Germany. He moved with his family to Cincinnati, Ohio when he was 10 years old. He had begun his musical studies in Germany under the direction of his father and of Bernard Klein, organist at the Osnabrück Cathedral, and in Cincinnati he continued his studies with Bruno Oskar Klein, a pupil of Liszt. For reasons of health, Steinfeld came to San Antonio for a year's visit, after which he attended the Cleveland College of Music. In 1888, Steinfeld made San Antonio his permanent home. On his second day in San Antonio, he was given the position of organist at the San Fernando Cathedral, and 2 days later he became the organist for Temple Bethel. A short time later, he assumed the position of organist at St. Mary's Church, a position in which he was active for 56 years, up until a week before he died in 1946. When Steinfeld first began to teach piano in San Antonio, he made the rounds from one pupil's home to another on horseback. Steinfeld was not neglectful of his own studies. At various times, he went to New York to study with Raphael Joseffy and to Paris to study with Isidore Philippe and Moritz Moszkowski. Steinfeld was an active promoter of music in San Antonio. He was the first president of the San Antonio Music Teachers Association, honorary dean of the Composers Club, and founder of a music school, San Antonio College of Music, which opened in 1920. Through his College of Music, Steinfeld sponsored public concerts, one of which featured Joseph and Rosina Levine. Steinfeld played numerous recitals, both solo and chamber music, performed with the San Antonio Symphony 5 times, and also appeared as soloist with the Chicago and Cincinnati Symphonies. He was the recipient of numerous awards for his compositions. Among the judges who awarded him first prizes were Leopold Godofsky and Joseph Levine. John Steinfeld composed sacred music, secular songs, and numerous piano pieces, many of which were published. The archives at the University of Texas at San Antonio contain the most complete collection of Steinfeld's music, both published and in manuscript form, that is publicly available. Harold Moritz, considered by many to be the first Texan to achieve fame in the creation of music in large forms, was born in San Antonio in 1890, and while growing up, studied piano with John Steinfeld. Moritz received his Bachelor of Arts degree from the University of Texas in 1910 and continued his studies at the Cincinnati Conservatory, where he got his Master of Music degree and where, in 1939, he was awarded an Honorary Doctor of Music degree. Moritz's piano teachers included Marcion Thalberg and Leopold Godofsky, and his composition teachers included Edgar Stillman Kelly, Walter Rothwell, and Rosario Scalera. His New York debut as a concert pianist was made in Aeolian Hall in January of 1921. Later that year, in the same hall, he gave a program of his own compositions. Moritz taught at the Juilliard School from 1922 to 39 and at Teachers College, Columbia University, from 1935 to 46. He was also guest professor at several universities, including Rice Institute, where he gave a series of lectures which were published under the title Contemporary American Music. Harold Moritz was the recipient of many awards for his musical compositions, including the Juilliard Publication Award for his Concerto for Piano and Orchestra, and the Philadelphia Music Guild Award for his Suite for Orchestra. Morris music was performed often in the 1940s. Among the orchestras that performed his works were the New York Philharmonic under Joseph Stronsky, the Cincinnati Symphony under Eugene E. Zai, the Los Angeles Symphony under Walter Rothwell, and the symphony orchestras of Houston, Boston, and Charleston, West Virginia, as well as the orchestras at NBC and CBS. Morris' Suite for Strings was given its world premiere in January of 1950 by the San Antonio Symphony Orchestra. Morris' works for piano solo include four sonatas and many smaller pieces, among which are Doll's Ballet, Etude Impromptu, and Scherzo. Harold Morris died in New York in May 1964. Before telling you about the contemporary composers, I will now play representative works by the four composers of whom I have just spoken.
Thank you. Thank you.
Robert Xavier Rodriguez was born in 1946 in San Antonio, where he received his earliest musical training in piano and harmony from Miss Emma Jackson. After graduating from Highlands High School in San Antonio, Rodriguez studied composition with Hunter Johnson at the University of Texas at Austin, Halsey Stevens at the University of Southern California, Jacob Druckmann at Tanglewood, and Nadia Boulanger in Paris. He has also had master classes with Bruno Maderna and Elliot Carter. Rodriguez has taught at the University of Southern California and has been composer in residence with the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra, the Rockefeller Foundation's Via Serbelloni, and the Camargo Foundation. In 1975, he became an associate professor of music and director of the Collegium Musicum at the University of Texas at Dallas, and is currently composer in residence for the Dallas Symphony Orchestra. Rodriguez first gained international recognition in 1971 when his piano trio No. 1 won him an award given by Prince Rainier and Princess Grace in Monte Carlo. Other honors include the Prix Lily Boulanger, judged by Elliot Carter, Walter Piston, and Aaron Copland, and two Rockefeller grants. Rodriguez's compositions include vocal and instrumental chamber music, orchestral works, and instrumental solos. He has written two original works for piano solo, For Piano 1 and 2, and Variations for Piano. In addition, Rodriguez has arranged a piano version of his Frammenti Musicali, originally for flute or violin and piano. William James Ross was born in Dallas, Texas. Except for brief periods, he has lived in San Antonio since 1947 and is currently organist and choral director at Alamo Heights Presbyterian Church. His teachers have included Ross Lee Finney and Leslie Bassett at the University of Michigan at Ann Arbor, Joseph Schwantner, Carl Corte, and George Balch Wilson at the University of Texas at Austin, and Frank Hughes and William Thornton at Trinity University. Most of Ross's compositions are orchestral or chamber works. A Little Suite for Piano, a 12-tone work in 6 movements, was written in 1967 and is his one composition for piano solo. Michael Fink was born in Long Beach, California, and studied guitar with Vicente Gomez at an early age. He received his Bachelor of Music degree from the University of Southern California, where he studied composition with Halsey Stevens and Ingolf Dahl, and his Master of Music degree from New England Conservatory, where he studied with Daniel Pinkham. Further studies have included work with Aaron Copland and Roberto Gerhard at Tanglewood, and he received his Ph.D. from the University of Southern California. Fink has lived in San Antonio since 1975 and is currently a member of the music faculty at the University of Texas at San Antonio. Fink's works include choral music and chamber works. For solo piano, he has written 3 lyric pieces. Mary Weldon Leahy was born in St. Louis and studied piano with her mother. She later studied composition at North Texas State University and privately under Carl Eppert, Norman Lockwood, and Dr. Gordon Jacob in England. In 1949, she won first prize in a Wisconsin State contest for a string quartet and a song. Mrs. Leahy has lived in San Antonio since 1950. Her compositions, many of which have been published, include 19 works for piano solo, as well as works for orchestra, band, organ, and instrumental and vocal ensembles. Sister Emmy Lane Gentleman was born in Fredericksburg, Texas, and has lived in San Antonio since 1925. She received her Bachelor of Music in Piano from Our Lady of the Lake College, now University, in San Antonio, and her Master of Music in Composition from the American Conservatory of Music in Chicago, where her teachers included Leo Sowerby and Rudolf Reuter. Sister Elaine pursued doctoral studies at Columbia University, where she studied with Dr. Marion Bauer and William Schumann. She is currently a member of the music faculty at Our Lady of the Lake University, where she teaches piano, organ, composition, orchestration, counterpoint, and form and analysis. She has received numerous awards, including the 1958 Piper Professor Award and the 1963 and 1967 Texas Composer of the Year Awards given by the Texas Music Teachers Association. Sister Elaine's compositions are published by 14 different publishers and include masses, motets, vocal ensembles, and over 60 elementary and intermediate level piano pieces. She has also written two more difficult piano works, Cloud Patterns and Dawn, both composed in about 1958. Gerard Jaffe was born in Stettin, Germany. He received his Bachelor and Master of Music degrees from Juilliard and has studied with William Bergsma, Vincent Persichetti, and Vittorio Giannini. He has been in San Antonio since 1972 and is currently Professor of Music at Incarnate Word College. Jaffe's compositions include musicals, orchestral works, chamber music, songs, and 19 works for piano solo, among which are sets of etudes, preludes, variations, and suites. Clarence Joseph Stussy was born in Houston, Texas. He did his undergraduate work at Southern Methodist University and received his Master of Arts and Ph.D. from Eastman School of Music, where he studied with Samuel Adler, Bernard Rogers, and Wayne Barlow. He has lived in San Antonio since 1979 and is currently the director of the Division of Music in the College of Fine Arts and Humanities at the University of Texas at San Antonio. Stussy has written one work for piano solo, Theme and Variations, completed in 1966. Theron Kirk was born in Alamo, Texas. He received his Bachelor of Music degree from Baylor University, where he studied with Bernice Hensler, and his Master of Music degree from Chicago Musical College of Roosevelt University, where he studied with Carol Girac. He pursued further graduate studies at Eastman School of Music under Bernard Rogers. He has been Professor of Music at San Antonio College since 1965 and is currently also Chairman of the Music Department. Kirk has received several ASCAP awards as well as commissions from the Kansas State Centennial, the West Virginia Creative Arts Festival, and the San Antonio Symphony. His orchestral works have been performed by the Symphonies of Cincinnati, Chicago, Seattle, Detroit, Houston, Oklahoma City, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Mexico City, and San Antonio. His total output of close to 1,000 works, published by 27 publishers, includes choral, band, and symphonic compositions, as well as chamber music and comic opera. Kirk has written one work for piano solo, Sonatine, composed about 1940. This work won a national award and was given its premiere in Town Hall by Sidney Foster. Robert Allen White was born in San Antonio in 1957. His early piano studies were with Dorothy Dahl Nobling and Andrew Mahalso. After graduation from Churchill High School in San Antonio, White attended Washington University in St. Louis, where he studied piano with Etzko Tazaki and Shirley Parnas Adams. He subsequently attended the National Academy of Arts in Champaign, Illinois, where he studied piano with Clara Roland and composition with Jordan Roland. White returned to San Antonio in 1980 and has been active as a teacher, performer, and composer. He has received grants from the Arts Council of San Antonio to compose music for the play The Elephant Man, which has been performed at the San Antonio Little Theater and the Permian Playhouse of Odessa, and a ballet suite, The Transformation, which had its premiere in April 1983 at the Incarnate Word College Ballet Company Spring Concert. Other completed compositions include works for orchestra, instrumental ensembles with and without piano, organ, and voice. He has completed one work for piano solo, Fantasia in B minor, written in 1981. William Thornton was born in Birmingham, Alabama. He received his Bachelor and Master of Music degrees from Louisiana State University, where he studied composition with Helen Gunderson and Joyce Michelle, and his Ph.D. from the University of Southern California, where he studied with Halsey Stevens, Roger Session, and Ingolf Dahl. Among the awards he has received for his compositions are first prize from the National Federation of Music Clubs, Carolyn Aldrin Award, Western Composers Award, and Composers of Louisiana Award. He has also been the recipient of several commissions. Dr. Thornton was an instructor at the University of Minnesota and chairman of the Division of Fine Arts at Parsons College before coming to San Antonio in 1960 to be chairman of Trinity University's music department. He is currently professor of theory and composition at Trinity. Thornton's compositions include orchestral works, a violin sonatina, a cello sonata, two string quartets, serenade for clarinet and flute, sonata for harpsichord, and a sonata for piano four hands. He has written one work for piano solo, a three-movement sonata. Because of time limitations, I have not been able to include in this afternoon's program works by all the San Antonio composers of solo piano music. I have told you something about the composers whose works are on the program, and I would like to mention the names of the rest of the composers. From the past are Zulema Garcia, Alois Brown, Carlo Mahi, Helen Oliphant Bates, Louise D. Fisher, Frederick King, Brooks Smith, and Joyce Hetley Wallace. Currently living in San Antonio are Larry Barnes, Ruth Bingaman Smith, Ann Stuckey, Shirley Teperow, Artis Mar Ward, and Sue Karen Wink. Before playing the works by the contemporary composers, I would like to introduce some special guests. Mrs. Floy Minger Clar, would you please stand? Mrs. Clar is the great-granddaughter of Johann Simon Nicholas Minger. Also, two of the composers are here. Mrs. Leahy, would you stand? And Robert White.